Tuesday, August 22nd, an interesting development at my kids' school in Costa Rica is slowly developing, and it's not great from where I'm sitting. So just a quick get you up to speed type of recap. At the end, last few months of last school year, I don't know how deep this ran, from all the way from pre-K to 12, because this school, my kid's school, covers that whole spectrum. There was specifically that I know of for my then third grader, soon to be fourth grader, a lot of talk about gender. One of the students in my son's class is trans, is a trans female, and that came out in school, and then there was teachers kind of teaching a little bit about it in some roundabout way with this random book, and it caused an uproar, is a little bit of a stretch, but it caused some pushback. There was a meeting that my wife attended with a bunch of parents from the class about, what is and isn't appropriate in schools. Obviously, this is, something that is a big, hot button topic in America for sure. And it became like a thing. Again, I don't know if it was also a big thing in eighth grade or 10th grade. I don't really know that, but it was enough of a thing throughout the school where our director, the head of the school, our campus and our campus, that there's another campus about an hour away in a different area. He sent out a letter to all the families about inclusivity and what the policies are at La Paz, that's the name of the school, and what the plan is, and there'll be more on this to follow, and parents against these type of topics being t discussed in the school started to mobilize at the like right before we left. We heard a little bit about it from one of our friends who's on that team, and today we were made aware, and I say that in jest because the name of their group is Aware, that they've formed a WhatsApp group and a website called Aware Parents Group. And there are about 55, 60 people in this group already, as far as we've heard. And this website is just kind of a one pager spelling out their thoughts, which seems to be written by, or at least looked over by, an attorney. They're organized. Just to give you a quick, brief synopsis of what the Aware Parents Group is all about, in a nutshell: we advocate for neutrality at La Paz Community School on issues of politics, religion, and trending ideologies. And then I'll give you a little more introduction. Members of the Aware Parents Group are committed to the development and well-being of children within the school environment. We propose that our school remain neutral on the issues of politics, religion, and trending ideologies. The best interests of the students will be served by having the school and its resources focused on academics, the arts, physical activity, and good nutrition. And then they continue broken down with subheadings, with paragraphs under each: inclusion, dignity, privacy, and family values, respecting our teachers, pending policy changes, local community integration, sexual education, media awareness, and a proposal. They are basically a group of parents who are now saying to our school, "Hey, we want things to be this way. And we see you guys are leaning in a different way, and we're get basically organizing against you." So this is interesting, and it's obviously me by listening to this. My wife and I are on the opposite side of this Aware Parents Group, and especially when it comes to the gender topic, my wife has spent, most of her adult life helping LGBT community, and is very, aware of the potential trials and tribulations of people who are living that type of lifestyle, and is very, very empathetic to that, and a big supporter and advocate for anyone in that boat. And so much so, in fact, that her intention this year, even before all this happened, is to start a, like an after school program at school called the Pride Alliance, like an LGBT safe space community where people can come together and talk about these type of things. So this seems like it's heading for some type of big headbutting situation, which I don't know what it's going to look like because I don't know, because I just don't know. I don't know how you police this type of stuff. I don't know what the demands will be if La Paz board says, hey, we hear you, but like, fuck off. This is our school and we're going to run it the way that we see fit. And this is what we're going to do. And within that, there's a lot of nuance and rules and whatever, and parental permission for certain topics. Like, there's a bunch of shit that I'm not going to go through all of it because it's kind of gets the minutiae gets boring. But just wanted to fill you in because I can see this becoming a nice little subtopic for some of my life in the coming months in Costa Rica. To be continued.